Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Good evening. It's been a little while since I've talked to you all. Tonight the Lord has laid a subject on my heart that is one that was really pressing. I kept hearing the word over and over, and I struggled, as I often do, with what to talk about. It doesn't come easy because the Lord doesn't usually share with me what he's going to talk about until I step up here or get close to stepping up here. And so I kept hearing the word dependency today. And actually, it's been a few days now that I keep hearing that word. And I sat down next to Sue. Come on up, Sue. And she has something to share because Sue's a good friend. We came to Voice about the same time in about 2005-ish. And she knows me well, and I know her well. So we can be pretty vulnerable. And I looked at her tonight, and I said, Sue, please tell me what I'm going to talk about. Because that's the way it is often when I get up here. And you can probably tell that sometimes. But tonight, so she asked me something. You don't know, or something like that. I don't remember. And I said, all I keep hearing is the word dependency. And she gets all excited and tells me this.
Dave Raymer had a vision a couple Thursdays ago. And he saw the Lord, and he saw three stones lying to the side of the Lord. And on those stones was written, one was written redeemed, and one was chosen, and one was crucified. And then he saw a stone in the Lord's hand. And the word on the stone in his hand was dependent. And he understood that the Lord was working that in us, that we haven't matured yet in dependency, total dependency on the Lord. The stones that were laying to the side, he was all done. He was done with those things. But now he's working on dependency. And the first thing that Dave heard was to recognize his leadership. And then after he saw the vision, he heard the Lord say, trust the process. He strengthens us with might, and that dullness will go in a moment. And then he heard, do you hear the fire? The very heartbeat will be on fire. Amen.
So, yeah, awesome. I have asked the Lord for probably 10 years now. A good 10 years to cause me to be a dependent woman. I want that. I want that. Because when I'm dependent on the Lord, I'm like the little child that trusts Papa for everything. I want that more than life. I want that. And so when you ask him for things like that, he takes you through a process of getting you there. And we don't need to fear those processes. We don't need to fear challenges. We don't need to fear trials and struggles. We have tools in our tool belt. I've taught, a lot of you have been in on my classes and on heard me speak about the value exchange and inner healing and how to go before the Lord in such a way that you can give him those emotions that rise up and fight dependency. How many of you enjoy being dependent on someone else for your needs? Like, really enjoy it, like joyfully enjoy it. Yeah, I don't see any hands going up on that one. That's the way we need to be before the Lord, being joyfully dependent on God for our well-being, for everything. There's degrees of dependency. Most of us in this room, I don't know about all, but most of us in this room are dependent on God for our salvation. We got that down pretty good, just like Sue said. That was one of the rocks, salvation. We are dependent on God for our righteousness. We try to walk in that righteousness, but Jesus, God knew that we couldn't, and so he sent his son to be righteous for us. So we do the best we can, and he did a complete work, right? So we have that. So we are dependent on God for some things, but those things take little effort on our part. What takes effort on our part is when we like humility. You have to be very dependent in order to be humble. We ask the Lord loves a humble heart, loves humility. Jesus says that he was the most humble man in all the earth, that God the Father is humble. He's a humble God. We need to be like him, but Jesus was so dependent on the Father. He said, I only see what I see my Father doing. I only speak what I hear the voice speaking. He meant the voice of God. That's complete dependency. Complete dependence is the fulfillment of pure trust in God to love you well in every circumstance. Did you get that? So sometimes in our circumstances we walk into trials where there's struggle, where we don't know where our next meal is coming from, if we're going to have our job tomorrow or not, where the finances are coming to make the house payment, where illness is concerned, whether or not we're going to struggle all our life with a disease or whether or not we're going to be healed. We struggle with those things. But can we be dependent enough on the Lord? In that place of dependency is where you're going to find your faith to trust him to love you well in that place. That he's going to love you well. That his promise for you is that all things, if you are one chosen and called according to his purpose, if you love the Lord, his promise is all things will work out. He will cause them to work out for your good. You have to go through the trial first sometimes, but he will cause it to work out for your good. Can you rest in that? Can we rest in it? And can we be joyful in the dependency? To think about that, our mind wrestles with dependence. We want to be independent. We want to be in control. Does anybody here like to be in control? Yeah, totally. It makes you feel safe, doesn't it? Makes you feel safe. So to be dependent, it wrestles all kinds of emotions that fight that. The flesh wants to fight dependency. It will, oh my goodness. So I know how to get the healing. But I still wrestle with this. Every time I stand before you, I wrestle. But you know what I found is as I've given in to the Lord causing me to be a dependent woman, as I've begged for it and cried out for it and surrendered flesh over the years, I don't have this down perfectly, but what I've found is in the levels of dependency that you go deeper and deeper into the Lord in intimacy. The more dependent I am on him, the more I'm going to want to listen. The more I'm going to want to be led by him. The more I'm going to invite his presence, right? The more I'm going to trust, I want to trust him in those circumstances because ultimately, I have no control. I have no control. I have no control over the illnesses that are on my body. I mean, I can eat a healthy diet. There's some things I can do. But ultimately, we have no control over it. We have good doctors that do their best to help us and things that we can do. It's the same with your finances. You could have a gazillion dollars in the bank, and the bank could fold tomorrow. You know, the stocks could fall, everything could go south, and where's your security in that? Ultimately, we have little control. We can't control another person. You can't control another the person that's closest to you, or even your boss, or anyone else. In order to make you feel safe, to make you feel happy, peaceful, you can't control them. Try. It's not possible because they have free will. Even in your gifting, in the gifts that you have, the Holy Spirit has given each one of you giftings. Each one of them, each one of you have gifts that are for the well-being of another. You have no, like, in and of myself, when I pray for somebody to be healed, even inner healing, I carry a strong anointing for the inner healing especially. Even in that, without that dependency on God to heal that person, the best I can do is pray for them and say a few words of my limited wisdom. And that's not going to heal them. It might, you know, I might be able to hug them and give them a little comfort, but it won't last. It doesn't heal the pain in their heart. I am completely dependent on God the Father. I mean, Jesus. God, you know what I mean, Jesus. to bring that healing that he so dearly paid for. That's in Colossians 2. Jesus died so that we can be set free from every decree, every judgment ever set against us. And so he destroyed the power of the enemy to keep us in bondage. We are so dependent on the Lord for the gifts that he's given us. He's the power behind the gift. Holy Spirit has given each one of you a gift. He's the power behind the gift. And so anytime we get flesh into our gift, we're going to limit the gift. So the more dependent that we are on the Lord when we're operating in gifting, when I'm operating in inner healing, I am or physical healing, it's the same. I am totally dependent. And any of you that have that, any gift, you're totally dependent on the power of God to flow through you and touch that other person. The more you can give into that dependency, the more it's going to manifest. Because when you give into dependency and the Lord, there's humility that is automatically with it. Faith, it takes faith to be dependent. And when you do that, you're bringing heaven to earth. You're manifesting kingdom. You're giving Jesus space to be. Does that make sense? So we want to develop dependency. It's painful. It costs you everything. It costs you everything. Pride has to go. Control has to go. Fear has to go. If we're holding on to fear and anger, that's not dependency. It's not. We're putting our own self-protection or our own strength in place in order to accomplish something that it has no power to accomplish, ultimately. It gives you a momentary relief. In Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. That's a powerful verse. Trust and rely confidently. That reliance is dependency. We talk about it, but how many of us are actually pursuing dependency with our whole heart, with our mind, will, and emotions? How many of us are actually pressing in because we know the cost? And if we don't, we'll find out real soon. If we want to walk in all the fullness, if you want to walk in your destiny, in all of you, most of you have had prophetic words in here. I don't know everybody, but a lot of you have had prophetic words. That is God. God is speaking destiny into you. I believe that when God the Father created your little spirit, that he spoke destiny into you. All the Jewish fathers do it. They speak destiny. When their child is born, they speak destiny into their children. And they speak it to them regularly. God the Father has a destiny for you. Jesus died so that you can walk in that destiny. He died, he conquered death. He died and rose again so that you can be free from the bondage of the enemy through his power and the power of the Holy Spirit within you to walk out that destiny in its completeness. You will not do it unless you grow dependency. If we don't walk in dependency, we'll never see the full manifestation of our destiny, because it is the outcome of our walk depends on it, because it's God who holds the power, not us. We can't make a thing happen. We're powerless to do so. In Matthew 19:26, but Jesus looked at them and said, with people, as far as it depends on them, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. If you think about what you have living inside of you, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're God's temple. He dwells within you. You have God in you. All he wants is for you to acknowledge him in all your ways, to give up self-focused selfishness and become God-focused. It is so hard for our flesh to do that. But when we do it, all things are possible. There are no limits. I have a tendency to limit myself. I think of everything that I'm not. And I know I'm not an exception. Anybody else do that? You think of everything you're not. I mean, I can give you a list of things I'm not and why I shouldn't be speaking to you or why I shouldn't be doing the things I'm doing. I could give you a list. Every one of you have that list. I know. You didn't raise your hand, but I know. Done enough inner healing with people. I know. You all have doubts about yourself at some level. So those doubts, if you focus on those doubts, they're going to keep you from walking in power, because you're so looking at them. On Sunday, I saw a mist or a cloud in here, and I saw Father's hand reaching down through that cloud and waiting for somebody to grab it. And a few people were reaching up to grab it, but not very many. It's that dependency he's looking at, because it takes an admission of, I need you to do that, to grab his hand and to let him pull you up. But we want to get up on our own efforts. We're so afraid of what people are going to think about us, right? We do a lot of things that we do. We're so worried about our image. What it's going to mean for, what if people this or that or think this or that? Where our lives are driven by what other people think. And it really doesn't matter. When we're worried like that, we're actually giving them power that they shouldn't have. That we're giving them power to determine our well-being and will cause us to act or react in a certain way that makes them, we're trying to earn their love and approval when we do that. So everything we do, if we're worried, if we have the fear of man on us, we're going to worry about them, about what they're thinking, what they're going to think, what they're going to say, how we appear, how we look, that kind of thing. And it gives them power that belongs to God. We're trying to please man in order to be loved and accepted and feel valued and worth. And it's not possible. They can't feel that. Nobody can feel that for you. But a hard dependency on God is going to immediately turn to him to feel that, right? We're dependent on God to love us well. The more dependent we are on him to love us well, the more we're going to allow him to do it. We're going to invite him to do it. He's good at it. But we don't trust him. We don't trust him. Dependency means laying down all control. All control. What I found in my walk with the Lord is that as I've laid down and laid down and laid down over and over and continue to lay down control, I wrestle more and more with the... there was a season, I should say, that I wrestled more and more with. So in the beginning, when my walk with the Lord in this setting, when I learned that I could hear the Lord's voice, it was real loud, and I could hear him frequently and often. And then as I kept with this walk of dependency, his voice got fainter and fainter. And I thought he was pulling back. And really what he was doing was this. And he was pulling me into him. And so as I pressed into him faithfully, even though I was struggled with not hearing like I used to, not seeing, for a while I couldn't see. I used to have visions regularly. I couldn't see as well. I could still prophesy over people, but I couldn't hear for me. It was just this real shift. And I realized that God was just wanting me to lean in, trust him here. He still loved me well. And as I was faithful to do that, what I've learned is the shift is happening in me. And just like tonight, what happened was I was thinking, I can't hear God. I'm not getting this right. I don't know what to share with you. And so I casually to Sue, tell me what to talk about, because this is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. I'll just tell you that. It's uncomfortable not to have a plan, not to be in control. It's not fun. However, it's getting fun because, like, she just totally confirmed the one word I heard. Right? She totally confirmed it. And so what I'm learning is that because of my faithfulness in laying down control, even though my flesh doesn't like it, but I'm learning to do it better and better. I'm getting better at it. It's happening more naturally. As that happened, God is more acting naturally as like his thoughts are my thoughts. I'm not recognizing it so much as a separate voice as my thoughts our thoughts are more in unity. I wish it was 100%. It's not. But I can still tell when the Lord's speaking, like if I'm prophesying over someone, I feel that weighty authority in his voice. But everything is flowing more naturally. So there's the fear factor is going down, the trust factor is rising, and the dependency is like, I'm so aware of my inability to do anything without him. I'm so aware. And I love it. I love it. But I still struggle, and I don't want to, but the struggle reminds me that I'm quite human. Just quite humbling. So the last scripture I want to share with you is in Isaiah 41:10. This is the scripture that we got Sunday when I saw that vision. And I feel like this is the Lord's heart for you right here tonight. Do not fear anything. Do not fear anything. So fearful times we're living in. Fearful times. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. I always love it when that I am is in there, because God is the I am, right? He's the great I am. Whenever, especially it's in the Old Testament, but Jesus used it too. I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. You need to take this as a promise. Because when God speaks something, it's not idle speech. It's not idle speech. It's for you. This is his character. His character wants to father you. He can only, you know what dependency does? Dependency keeps you safe. You cannot abide, in Psalm 91, you cannot abide under the shadow of the Almighty God unless you're dependent. That's right. Independence will cause you to step out from under his wing, out from under his shadow, and do your own thing. We want to be independent thinkers. That's our nature. That's our flesh nature. We got to lay that down. You're not safe. We're not safe. Do you understand? When we start independent thinking, we're opening a door to the enemy to say, come and get me, here I am, because I'm not under God's shadow anymore. I'm doing my own. You know, that's what happens spiritually. You open yourself up to all kind of hits when you do that. When we do it, when I do it. Dependency keeps me safe, keeps me under his wing, like a chick under the hen's wing, hides under there. It's dependent on its mother for protection. We need that. We need to recognize that dependency is a good thing. It's something to be sought after. It's something to be craving. You need to crave. I crave dependency. Because I recognize the value. It's a kingdom value. It's a kingdom value that will cause me to be propelled into my destiny. And I want to walk it out. I want to. Just because God gave it to me, and I think I can. I mean, he wouldn't give it to me if he didn't think I could, right? So I can't make it happen. So only in my dependency will it happen. Yeah. The same is true with you. Only in your dependency will God be able to cause you to walk in your destiny. It doesn't mean it's smooth walking, because those trials do something for you. You know what they do? They cause you to be more dependent. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome. I know half of you think I'm nuts, but that's all right, because I don't care. Because I know that I'm speaking the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And if you have ears to hear, you'll listen and you'll catch this. You want to be dependent. It is a kingdom value that is yours, and it's gold. It's gold. You need to grab it. You need to ask for it. You need to beg for it. You need to give in to it, and you need to suffer through it. Because it's a process of dying. It will take you through a process of dying to yourself so that Christ can live in you. Back to Isaiah. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will. It's a promise. I will strengthen you. He will strengthen you so you can be dependent. Isn't that awesome? He will strengthen you so you can be dependent. So you can let go of that flesh. Be assured, I will help you. You know why? Because he wants to see you succeed in that which his son died for and rose again. Jesus did that so you can succeed in what God has called you to do. Awesome. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand. He will certainly do it. When you ask for it, when you ask for something that is on God's heart for you, when you ask for humility, when you ask to love God with all your heart and all your strength and all your might, when you ask to be a sold-out lover, when you ask to be humble, when you ask to be dependent, He'll give you that. He'll take you there, but it is by his strength. His righteous right hand, that's a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. There's not anything lacking in the hand of God. He's going to give you that hand. That's the hand that's coming through the ceiling right now so that you can grab a hold of it. And if you want to excel in everything that God says you are, stop declaring over yourself what you're not. We declare it. We always say, I'm not smart enough to figure that out. Or I'm too weak to do that. Or I'm not good enough to get that job. Or I'm not smart enough. You know, you're declaring things over yourself that's a big fat lie. You need to declare over yourself who God says you are. And he's not stupid. God in you has everything you need to succeed in what he's called you to do. Everything. You don't lack one thing to walk out your destiny. We're going to shift right now. If I could have just some keys up here and somebody play the keyboard. So I would love to invite you to come up. If you would like to be dependent, if you would love to seek humility, if you would love to lay down selfishness, I want to have you come up here. We're gonna work this out together, right? We're the body of Christ. We do this together. We're all walking out this journey. I'm struggling like everybody else, but God in me is winning, and God in you will win. I invite the healing team to come on up, and we'll start praying for you guys. Also, I keep hearing a shoulder. Somebody has a sore shoulder or something, an injury on your shoulder. You want to come on up here? All the physical things, I want to come over here, and go ahead, healing team, go ahead and start. Please start praying for these people. Healing, so physical over here. Everybody that has a shoulder issue, awesome. These three, back, that's close, back is close enough. If you get over here. And thank you, Lord. and start praying. There's somebody here that's suffering from depression. If you have depression, I'd like you to come up here. I'd like to pray with you. Come on up. Don't be shy.
Could It's only you who is radiant. It's only you who is good. And you could not bear the distance any longer. You came down and took on flesh. Son of man, we're waiting for your return, waiting for your return. For you are swift and lofty, God. We surrender.
Keep hearing the word migraines. Anybody here have, or a headache? Anybody have a headache or migraines? She's already up here. That's good. Set the my sin on fire and the ashes fall and the smoke arises to the base of a throne of a king. And he says, I love you and I am with you. Do not fear, my God. Do not fear, my child, for want to thank you all for coming out tonight. If anyone else here would like prayer for anything, any illness or emotional, spiritual thing, you're welcome to come forward. Otherwise, have a blessed night. Be safe going home.